Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin Daf Nun Gimel, Erevin 53, and we're talking about sages and clever responses, and we're in the middle of some Agadata, and so the Talmud records a story of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya, who says, Miyamayo nitzchani adam chutz me'isha tinok v'tinokes. He says, my whole life I've never been bested by a person with words in a debate, except for one time I was bested by a woman, one time by a young boy, and one time by a young girl. And so what's the story? The Talmud tells the three stories. Isha Mahi, what's the story where a woman bested him? Pam Achas, he says, Nisarachti Eitzel Achsanya Achas. One time I went, you know, to stay by a host, by a person, like an inn, and she was cooking for me the meals. And the context is that the Talmud teaches us that if a person has somebody serving him meals, he's supposed to leave a little bit over for the person who's serving, because that's how they ate as well. So Astali Poland, she made for me a bean dish. Biyom Rishon, on the first day, Achaltim, I ate the bean dish. Well, Shiarti Mehen Klum, I didn't leave anything over. Shni, on the second day, again, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya ate it. Well, Shiarti Mehen Klum, he didn't leave anything over. Biyom Shlishi, on the third day, Hikti Chasan B'melech, she burnt it. She added a lot of salt, so it was not edible. So kivin shetamti, once I tasted it, mashachti yadi, man, I stopped eating it. Armali, she said to me, Rabbi Neimayin Chasoed, how come you're not eating it? So Amarti, I said to her, Kfar Sa'adati mi bo yom. He's like, I already ate today. He didn't want to tell her that your food was too salty. So Amarli, she said to me, well, if you're really full, you shouldn't have eaten the bread. But from the fact that you ate the bread and you're not eating the beans, it proves that you actually didn't eat yet. So Amrali, and she said to me, Rabbi, Shemelo inachta peya barishonim. Maybe the reason why you forgot to leave me over a little bit of the food, the reason is because you forgot to leave me over a little bit of the food the first time. So now you want to leave me over the whole meal to make up for the fact that you don't leave anything over. And lo kach amru chachamim, shei mishayarin peya ba'alfas of mishayarin peya beka'ara, that didn't our rabbi say that you're not supposed to leave over anything in the pot, meaning the waiter is supposed to bring everything to the person, and this woman is like the innkeeper was like the waiter, and the person is supposed to leave over some stuff in their plate for the person who's serving them, and maybe that's the reason. And she was saying it in derech musar, meaning to say in a nice way, trying to say maybe, she didn't say you did something wrong, she said maybe this is the reasoning, and trying to remind him that he should have been better at doing this law of leaving food over for the helpers, for the workers, so that they could have eaten better. So that's the first story. What's the second story? The second story is Tinokes Mahi. What's the story where a young girl bested Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya? Pamachas Hayisi Me'alech Baderech. So one time he says, I was going along on the road. Vahisa Derech Overes Besadeh. There was a path that went through the field. Vahisi Me'alech Ba, and I walked through it. So Amuli Tinokes Achas. So this little girl said to him, Rabbi, lo sadeizu, this is somebody's field. Why are you walking through their field? You're ruining the field. I said, yeah, but this is a field that other people have already walked on, so it's okay. Amrali, she said to me, listim kamocha kamoscha kavashua, meaning to say, yeah, the field has been worn down because a lot of people have been walking through it. But that doesn't mean that you could do it, because the only people who were walking through it were robbers like you. And so therefore, it's just because other people are doing it doesn't mean you have permission. And she again beat him in the argument. And the third story is one of my favorite stories in the whole Talmud. Tinok Mahi, where's the story where a child bested him? Pamachas, I see Mahalach Baderach. One time, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya was walking along the road. V'ra'isi Tinok Yoshev al Parashas Drachim. And he said, I saw a child sitting at the crossroads. Amarti Beiz Aderach Nelech Oyir. What's the path to the city? How are we going to get there? Amarli. So the child said, there are two ways to the city. What are the two ways? Kitzara v'aruka. There's a short path, which is long. And also, v'zo aruka kitzara. And that's a long path, which is short. So I said, well, I'll take the short path. V'achti kitzara v'aruka. I went on the short path, which was long. Kivin shegati l'ir. Once I got to the city, matzasi shemakifin oso Ganos Upardes, and I saw, yeah, even though I'm at the city, I can't get into it because there's gardens and orchards, and you couldn't get through it. Chazarti Lachorai, I went all the way back to the crossroads, and I saw the little kid there. Amarti Bini, my son, Amarti Li Kitzara, you said this path was short. Amar Li, so the child said to me, yeah, that path was short. Amarti Lacha Aruka. But didn't I say at the end of it, it was a short path, but it was really long? And that's really what I intended to say to you. What I intended to say to you was that indeed this was the short path, but it was also in the end longer. And this is a very, very powerful lesson in life. Very simple, but powerful lesson. Sometimes people take a short path, but it ends up taking twice as long because the short path, you have to do it twice or it doesn't work. But if you go the longer way, sometimes it takes longer at the beginning, but in the end, that's actually going to be the better path. And actually, it's going to take you longer. So the commentaries ask, what was Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya thinking? Of course, he says, Kitzar. It says it's a short path, but it's also longer. So the Marsha says that he understood it backwards. He thought it means it was the short path, but it seemed longer. And that's why he went on that path. That's the answer of the Marsha. But the Benayo explains that Rabbi Shua thought that one path is shorter until the entrance to the city, but once you get in there, it's going to be longer, whereas the second one was the opposite. But he didn't realize that he was going to have to do double work, and that's the whole message in life. Take the longer path if you're not going to have to repeat it and do everything twice.